We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Swagatam, gentle viewers, that is how welcome is said in Hindi, a language spoken by almost 500 million people worldwide. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Katol, in Channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhailei Cable TV and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97, which was moved from 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, Channel 105 on Ming Cheng Cable TV. Our newest edition is on Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV in Cameroon's largest city, Douala. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, 5 million people in Bangladesh will benefit from World Food Programme aid. In animal news, studies show that birds are sensitive to humans' gaze. In humanitarian news, Greatest Goal Ministry Sierra Leone International donates free wheelchairs with the help of a sports club in the United States. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today's Today, May 10th, is Mother's Day in many countries around the world. It is a special time of honoring mothers for their nurturing devotion. Various expressions of love are offered to mom on this wonderful occasion. Much gratitude, beautiful mothers around the globe, for your unconditional love and sacrifice. We also thank our life-sustaining planet, Mother Earth. May her magnificence be forever cherished. We wish a most joyous and memorable day to all mothers in heaven's grace.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Bangladesh. On April 17th, Cyclone Bijli swept along the southeastern coast of Bangladesh, claiming the lives of five people and affecting 750 families in the small village of Nikon Kali in Teknaf Cox Bazar.
Minimum 3,000 to 3,500 people are there. They are affected. Everybody.
On April 19, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $12,000 for our association's relief team to aid the victims with love. This donation could purchase an equivalent of $376,000 in supplies in the United States, based on the cost of living in Bangladesh. Using the donation, as well as their personal money, our association's relief team bought food and other necessities to the grateful residents of Nikon Kali.
We are very happy the Supreme Master Qinghai, they send a team to look us, and I, from my heartiest core of my heart, we appreciate your initiative. And especially the Supreme Master Qinghai's initiative towards Bangladesh. Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Ghiyasuddin Ahmed, Deputy Commissioner and Deputy Magistrate of Cox Bazar, Qinghai Supreme Masters Association. I thanks to your masters to visit our affected area, Teknaf. They pray to Allah, our God of your association.
We join in gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed care of these storm-affected families in need. We also thank our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts.
May the Bangladeshi people soon return to safe lives of contentment as weather extremities such as these are eased through our gentler steps to better care for each other and the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai sends this message to our association's relief team. Loved ones, thank you for your kind and loving actions. Love, love, Qinghai.
Fire blazes in California. A wildfire that began on Tuesday in Southern California, USA, started to show signs of easing on Friday. The blaze, which is centered primarily above the coastal town of Santa Barbara, has burned some 8,600 acres and has destroyed 80 homes, causing thousands of persons to flee. There are some 3,500 houses and 100 businesses still at risk, and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency. No injuries or casualties of residents have been reported, but 11 firefighters have been injured, with some requiring hospitalization.
Upon hearing of the news, Supreme Master Qinghai is asking our association's relief team to go visit and bring them gifts and love. She is personally sending letters to salute their efforts and contributing $11,000 toward the recovery of these 11 firefighters with her love and gratitude. Our appreciation for the firefighters' life-saving actions. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring recognition of their heroic deeds. We pray for their protection and that of the California residents as they face the dangerous blazes.
May such potential disasters be eased through our kinder actions to one another and the environment.
Severe storms strike northern and southern Germany. On Friday night in areas surrounding Hamburg and Stuttgart, powerful winds of up to 100 kilometers per hour capsized boats and felled trees, disrupting the travel of hundreds of train passengers. Streets and basements of homes were flooded by heavy rainfall. At least 5 people were taken to hospitals with injuries. We pray for the smooth recovery of those affected by these storms. May disruptive events such as these subside as we adopt lifestyles to tread more gently on the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
India donates to Palestine. India has channeled $1 million of humanitarian aid to Palestine, as well as budgetary assistance of $10 million through the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Palestinian officials have expressed their gratitude to India for being a true friend in sending such timely help. In addition, as part of an agreement made with donor countries Brazil and South Africa, a high school in Gaza is being built, as well as a $1 million multi-sports complex in Ramallah, which includes basketball, volleyball, soccer, tennis, and handball courts. India, heaven smiles upon your brotherly assistance to Palestine. May the people of both lands prosper in shared friendship and peace.
First swine flu fatalities confirmed in Canada and Costa Rica. Claiming the first life of a Canadian and that of a Costa Rican, swine flu cases also increased globally to 29 countries, with casualties also risen in Mexico. Australia, Norway, Poland, Sweden, and the United Kingdom became the latest countries to announce newly confirmed cases, with 8 in the UK alone.
The US Centers for Disease Control has also announced that only about 10% of US illnesses have resulted from people traveling to Mexico, reflecting the global trend of the flu spreading within other countries. Public health ministers for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, plus China, South Korea, and Japan, held a meeting in Thailand to discuss collaborative efforts to halt the spread of the flu.
Supreme Master Television interviewed Robert P. Martin, former executive director of the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production, whose task has been to work with agriculture industry representatives, veterinarians, ethicists, and politicians to receive suggested solutions for the problems in public health, environment, and animal welfare caused by factory farming.
The Pew Commission on Industrial Farming, you mentioned that it concluded that factory farms created unacceptable health risks. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Our main concern on the public health side were a couple of things. Now, viruses and bacterial development are two different things. The routine use of antibiotics is what allows these animals to be housed together in overcrowded in these kind of filthy conditions where they live standing over their own waste. It suppresses the bacterial infections, but that also allows for the environment to be in place for the rapid evolution or mutation of viruses. And then another really serious concern we had is that there is just not enough monitoring of workers in these industrial farms. Yeah, we really decided that given the structure of these industrial operations and the fact that the workers aren't being tested, that a viral outbreak, a flu epidemic like we've seen, was really a matter of when and not if. But I hope that people start looking in this country at really how we produce food, because it's the system itself that is the problem. And, you know, it's not the animals in the system, it's the way we raise the animals that are the problem.
Thank you, Executive Director Martin and the Pew Commission, for highlighting the significant impact of factory farming operations on public health.
We join in sorrow for the most recent loss of life in Canada and Costa Rica as we pray for increasing awareness and adoption of the plant-based lifestyle for global well-being.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure,
lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes,
prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis,
reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%,
prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply.
Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Fish feel pain the same way as humans. Recent findings from a collaborative study between U.S. researcher Joseph Garner, assistant professor of animal sciences at Purdue University, and Janique Norgreen, a doctoral student in the Norwegian School of Veterinary Science, reveal that fish not only do feel pain, but their mechanisms for doing so very much resemble that of humans.
The study involved the application of heat foils to goldfish, which was conducted safely with care not to harm the fish. What the scientists found was that the fish who did not receive an anesthetic responded later with cautious, defensive behavior. This indicated that they not only experienced the pain at the time, but also processed it in a cognitive manner, causing them to later show fear and anxiety. Professor Garner stated, "This is very similar to the human mechanism for coping with pain." Our gratitude, Joseph Garner and Janneke Nordgreen, for unveiling yet another sensitive and intelligent aspect of our fish co-inhabitants. We pray that these findings prompt the swift and better treatment of all aquatic life, including its exclusion from our diet.
Czech built schools for Afghan girls. The Czech Provincial Reconstruction Team, or PRT, has begun the building of two schools in Hasini Bazri and Kuja Laghai villages for the benefit of over 400 Afghan girls in the district. As part of 9 Czech projects to support education in Afghanistan, the Czech PRT repairs and modernizes existing schools, as well as providing technical support in areas such as the water supplies, the health system, and agriculture. Our appreciation, Czech Provincial Reconstruction Team, and God bless your kind assistance in providing educational opportunities for girls. May the windows of learning be open to all blessed girls and boys in Afghanistan for their greatest happiness and fulfillment.
Save our planet. Caribbean aquatic life further depleted. Following research that evaluated over 300 Caribbean reefs and found that risks to coral life were also causing a decline in fish populations, a new study from the Florida State University Coastal and Marine Laboratory indicates that many of the largest fish are disappearing across the region.
Led by Dr. Chris Stallings, the study is one of the most comprehensive to date, compiled from over 38,000 surveys of fish sightings submitted over a 15-year period from volunteer scuba divers. The scientists are recommending more protection for the marine waters to preserve the region's intricate ecology.
Dr. Stallings' colleagues at Florida State University and all caring volunteers, we sincerely appreciate your dedicated work that reveals even more the perilous state of our ocean waters. Let us all join in cooperation to live sustainably and in greater consideration of these irreplaceable marine co-inhabitants.
As part of her tireless endeavors to preserve lives and our planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai often reminds of the virtuous behavior that benefits all existence, as in the following November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
We have to stop it somehow. Just stop the fishing. The government has to forbid fishing because it's too important to our survival to delay any further. Not only is there overfishing and depleting of the marine life, but there's also side killing. Like when the commercial longliners go fishing, they normally target swordfish, but then they're killing tens of thousands of sea turtles, by the way, and hundreds of thousands of seabirds and millions of sharks every year. This accidental killing is about 25% extra of our global catch. To stop this destructive practice of fishing, the solution is vegetarian diet. No fishy stuff in our meals.
Save our planet. Leaders sound wake-up call to protect the Earth. At a recent meeting in Tromsø, Norway, Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre addressed representatives from the United States, Russia, Canada, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, and Norway to warn of the advanced pace of ice melting in the Himalayas, the Alps, the Andes, Kilimanjaro, Greenland, and the poles. He went on to say that this knowledge should spur governments toward rapid action, including their agreement on a new global climate change treaty in Copenhagen this December. Dr. Dorothy Dahl Jensen, a climate change expert from Denmark's Niels Bohr Institute, also cautioned that the disappearance of Greenland's ice sheets could increase sea levels by up to 7 meters. Speaking of the polar regions, former US Vice President and Nobel Laureate Al Gore stated, "We have to act, and we have to act quickly, because we don't want to cross this tipping point." Our accolades, Foreign Minister Støre, Dr. Dahl Jensen, former Vice President Al Gore, and all other conference attendees for your active concern in addressing climate change. We pray for similar leadership worldwide in adopting effective solutions for life to flourish once again on Earth.
Save our planet. Britain's Prince Charles launches online rainforest campaign. In his latest endeavor to address climate change, His Royal Highness has created an online video campaign on his website, rainforestsos.org, and social networking site, myspace.com, to raise awareness about halting the devastation of the rainforest. Appearing in the video, along with animated rainforest mascot Frog, are renowned personalities such as His Holiness the Dalai Lama, actor Harrison Ford, singer Joss Stone, comedian Robin Williams, and Prince William and Prince Harry. Speaking in the video of the planet's current state of emergency, Prince Charles says,
"Climate change is the greatest threat facing mankind. We must act now. Future generations are depending on us." Charles, Prince of Wales.
Our respectful salute and admiration, Your Royal Highness, for your brave leadership and unwavering focus on this urgent matter of our time. Let us all join in a global pledge to be climate crusaders for a sustainable future for all.
Save our planet. Thanks to a public conservation campaign last year, water consumption in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, decreased by 37%.
Save our planet. French inventor Joseph Lemaire receives first prize in Prague's European Inventor of the Year competition for his greener, cheaper, and lighter design of a heating system.
Save our planet. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar announces that the National Park Service will spend $750 million to restore and protect national parks and 750 projects, which will also create many jobs.
I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, a vegan with a tip for do-it-yourself projects. If you're making something that you've just sanded, you can use a nylon stocking to check that you have smoothed out all the areas. Put it over your hand and gently run it across the wood. It will locate very tiny rough spots. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In world news, Bangladesh receives aid from the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP. 5 million people in Bangladesh who have been affected by increased cereal prices and natural disasters will benefit from $180 million in aid from the WFP. Assistance will be provided in the form of family rations for undernourished children, direct relief, home food supplies, and snacks provided at school. God bless the United Nations World Food Programme for this timely assistance. May the kind Bangladeshi people be graced with many bright tomorrows.
In animal news, United Kingdom study demonstrates the awareness of birds. Researchers led by Dr. Nathan John Emery of the University of Cambridge found that jackdaws are very aware of the orientation of people's eyes. The hand-raised birds took longer to retrieve a favourite food when a person who was unfamiliar to the bird was looking at the treat than when looking away. Jackdaws were also found to be able to interpret human gestures, like gaze alternation and pointing, to help them track down concealed food. One of the scientists involved in the study, Dr. August von Bern of the University of Oxford in the UK, said, "Jackdaws, amongst many other birds, form pair bonds for life and need to closely coordinate and collaborate with their partner, which requires an efficient way of communicating and sensitivity to their partner's perspective. Our earnest thanks, Dr. Nathan John Emery and Dr. August von Bern and other researchers, for showing us the intelligence of the lovely jackdaws. Thanks also our fabulous feathered friends for allowing us to see a glimmer of your depth. May you have a safe and happy stay on Earth and spread your wings to soar freely in the heavens." Up next on Noteworthy News, a charity helps supply wheelchairs in Western Sierra Leone. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. More giving news will be up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for a caring world. In humanitarian news, a charity based in the United States donates wheelchairs to Sierra Leone. Greatest Goal Ministry Sierra Leone, or GGM International, gifted 65 wheelchairs to people with disabilities in the western area of Sierra Leone. Pro Sports Club, one of the top health clubs in the United States, provided the funding to Wheelchairs International, who supplied 110 items in total to GGM. Country Director of GGM, Pastor Mambud K. Sami, expressed his thankfulness, saying, "This recognition makes us even more aware of the fact that not only are we contributing to a better future for our children and youths in our local environment, but we are part of something bigger. Our sincere appreciation, Greatest Goal Ministry Sierra Leone, or GGM International, Wheelchairs International and Pro Sports Club, for your generosity and collaboration, which helps the citizens of Sierra Leone. May all people be granted the support and facilities needed to have lives of happiness and fulfillment."
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled "The Sign."
There's a sign on the tomb of an atheist. It says, "Here lies an atheist, all dressed up beautifully and no place to go."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hi, my name is Rajiv Chipper. I'm Manager Corporate Communications with the Energy and Resources Institute in New Delhi. I've been looking at this book, Celestial Art, and I've found time to read about this book, and I find this book very intriguing and very knowledgeable. Especially after reading this book, I would actually like to visit Shihu, the place where you have so much of celestial and spiritual power. While going through this book, I found that the Supreme Master Ching Hai has done lots and lots of efforts to basically improve the lifestyle of people, youngsters, youth, and the tips which are given here are very important. My wife was also reading it over the weekend. She really liked the lamp sketches and especially the celestial jewelry, which I think every woman should have in her life at least. This book has also been gifted to our Director General, Dr. R.K. Pachauri, who is also the chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And the feedback which I have got from Dr. R.K. Pachauri is that he liked this book very much. And he assures that a few of the lifestyle techniques, a few of the spiritual techniques which have been mentioned in this particular book, he will try to pursue it. The best part is that Dr. Pachauri had put a special note on this book and has sent this book to the Terry University Library so that the youth and students could actually get to know what spiritual lifestyle is. The note basically says that, dear students, you should all go through this but wonderful book which has been scripted by the Supreme Master, and you should take all the good, beautiful meanings of the book and implement in your own life. I hope that you share this this plethora of knowledge with the world, and the world actually gets enlightened through all these tips. Thank you very much.
Gracious Rajiv, Supreme Master Qinghai's Celestial Art Book is a heavenly gift indeed. It is good to hear that you and your wife are enjoying it. We very much appreciate knowing that Dr. Pachauri has added a special note and made this book available to students. May we very soon have a vegan world of respect and kindness, where people are free to develop their God-given talents. Our best wishes for an abundance of blessings to you, your family, and the compassionate Indian people. In heaven's grace, the Supreme Master Qinghai was very touched upon being informed of this. She sends her best regards and gratitude to both you and Dr. Pachauri, and said that you are welcome to visit Shihu anytime. Just let us know so we can greet and accommodate you.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the world are much appreciated. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline, or to the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
Jai Shri Krishna. That means God bless in Hindi.
May the splendor of heaven illuminate your path. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Arriving in Jordan, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI expressed his deep respect for Islam as he began his first official visit to an Arab country since becoming Pope.
Mr. Farhan Hal, a homeless man from Winnipeg, Canada, risks his own life by diving into a frigid, fast-moving river to rescue a teenage boy.
Croatia has accepted the proposal of the European Union for international arbitration in an effort to come to an agreement over finalizing borders with Slovenia.
The United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, is urging governments to provide support for midwives whose presence during pregnancy and at birth greatly increases survival of both mother and child.
U.S. researchers find that volunteering improves retirees' health, expands their social networks, increases access to resources, and improves their sense of self-worth.
An affectionate five-legged cat named Ajib in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, finds a loving home after his new caregiver reads about him in a local newspaper.
Jordan and Libya signed 12 agreements and memorandums of understanding in areas such as infrastructure, health, higher education, and scientific research.
Two brave young students, Michelle and Alisa Corley from New York, USA, were named honorary junior fire chiefs for saving their grandmother's life by guiding her to safety when a fire swept through their home.
Nearly 200 works of art from the Orthodox monasteries of Mount Athos in Greece are currently on exhibition at the Petit Palais in Paris, France.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, shares its plans to support the reconstruction of Sierra Leone's public institutions.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN